DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump blasts Iran in meeting with Israeli Prime Minister. U.S. President Donald Trump assailed Iranian aggression and military ambitions as he arrived in Israel Monday on his first visit to the Jewish state as the American leader. As he headed into a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump attacked the administration of former U.S. President Barack Obama for agreeing to the 2015 international deal restraining Iran's nuclear weapons program.
Iran negotiated a fantastic deal with the previous administration, a deal that is unbelievable from any standpoint. Some people don't understand even how it could be even thought of.
Trump also took the occasion to deny that when he was meeting with top Russian diplomats in Washington earlier this month, he had unmasked Israel as the U.S.'s clandestine source for highly classified information about a potential Islamic State airplane terrorist attack. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte left for a four-day official visit to Russia, where he'll be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In his departure speech on Monday, Duterte said that the visit underscores his independent foreign policy and desire to forge closer ties.
Russia must cease to be at the margins of Philippine diplomacy. Over dependence on traditional partners has limited our room to maneuver in a very dynamic international arena. This is a strategic oversight that has led to many missed opportunities for our country.
This is VOA News. It was only last summer that General Michael Flynn was the hit of the Republican National Convention.
We do not need a reckless president who believes she is above the law.
That was when he suggested that Hillary Clinton might be locked up for her handling of classified emails on her private server.
Lock her up. That's right.
Today, General Flynn has problems of his own, as U.S. media reports say the former National Security Advisor will invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and decline to cooperate with a Senate subpoena to hand over documents related to the probe into Russia's meddling in the U.S. election. The Senate Intelligence Committee is seeking the documents as part of its investigation. Flynn had previously sought immunity. The Senate committee probe is one of several ongoing inquiries into possible Trump campaign collusion with Moscow interests to help him